This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of, if not the best ways to build wealth in this economy is to own a home. So the reality that almost 75% of white households own their homes, but only 44% of black households do, goes a long way toward explaining the persistent wealth gap in this country. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is out with some new data that digs into that disparity. While black Americans did make some gains in home ownership last year, they were far more likely to be turned down for a mortgage than other racial and ethnic groups. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more on that story.
About 7% of new home loans went to black homebuyers last year, up from 6.7% in 2018. Nikitra Bailey with the Center for Responsible Lending says that's an improvement, but
African Americans continue to be underserved in the mortgage finance system in relation to their population overall,
which is more than 13%. Black people were twice as likely to be turned down for mortgages as white borrowers. The most common reason lenders cited by far was the ratio of an applicant's debt to income. Henry Lewis Taylor Jr. is a professor of urban and regional planning at the University of Buffalo. He says traditional measures of risk, like debt to income, disproportionately hurt black borrowers.
They're not going to do well on that because of the low incomes that they have traditionally, and because of the debts that they acquire and just trying to make ends meet.
And research has shown that ratio isn't the strongest predictor of default. This week, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau proposed a rule that could make it easier for borrowers with higher debt-to-income ratios to qualify for loans. But Karan Kaul with the Urban Institute says the current standard would be replaced by a measure that weighs affordability based on the annual rate of interest.
What we don't know is whether with this additional variable, are you actually going to grow the lending pie? Are you going to shrink it? Or does it stay roughly the same?
And if the lending pie does grow, who gets a bigger slice? I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.